Hi, my name is Zakaran and welcome to my video, How to Have Compassion for the Scumbags on Planet Earth, or How to Co-Create Heaven on Earth. So why do some people act like complete assholes in life and do despicable things to other people? Is it because they are somehow born evil? No. Everyone started out the same as pure innocence and pure divinity. So what goes wrong along the way that turns some people into total scumbags? Well, the simple answer is they experience some contrast or unwanted things in life, things that they didn't like and didn't want. And because those things were quite vivid and seemed quite real and uncontrollable, and because they were not trained on how to create what they want, and they felt powerless or helpless to control the situation or control their lives or to feel better, they focused their energy and attention upon those undesirable things, and especially in a negative way, to try to get rid of them to feel better, which tended to just create more undesirable things in their lives, which caused them to make decisions in life with the intent to try to get rid of, try to kill, etc., get rid of unwanted things. But the problem is you can't get rid of unwanted things by focusing on unwanted things. When you focus on unwanted things, you just get more unwanted things. Anytime you focus on things you don't like and don't want, you feel disconnected from your own source, because source never focuses its attention upon things that you don't like and don't want. Source only focuses its attention upon what you do like and what you do want. Source has not ever disconnected from you, but your attention in the wrong direction upon unwanted things, unlovable things, has cut you off from your source connection. And there is nothing more painful than feeling disconnected from your source. There is no worse feeling of emptiness than feeling disconnected from your own power and your own magnificence and your own divinity and your own joy and your own prosperity. And this disconnection is what has inspired religions and the countless teachings and journeys and rules and regulations and laws and commandments that humanity has adopted, and the journeys that they've embarked upon to somehow get back to God. And this journey back to God, so to speak, has become so complicated with the countless rules and regulations and commandments and that people have invented to somehow manipulate and control their way back to heaven. But you can't manipulate and control your way back to heaven. It was never, ever complicated, even though everybody has complicated the crap out of it. It always has been simple. It always has been as simple as choosing good feeling thoughts over bad feeling thoughts. It's always as simple as focusing on what you like and what you want and what you appreciate and what you love more than what you don't like and don't want, and just focus on what you want more of. But if you do the opposite, which is to think about things that you don't like and don't want, which is contrary to how source thinks and focuses and feels, then you will feel empty and abandoned and worthless and helpless and powerless, etc., etc., because you're cut off, you've disconnected yourself, you pinched yourself off from your own source power, your own creative power to create whatever you want, and your own worthiness, your own self-worth. And they think they have been banded. People think when they have done that, when they've cut themselves off, they think that they've been abandoned by God, or are somehow being judged by God or condemned by God. And when a person feels empty and abandoned by God and helpless and powerless and they feel like a victim, they will do anything to feel better than those depressed feelings. Every bully in history, in all of history, billions and millions of years, has acted in despicable ways to feel better, to feel powerful, because they feel helpless and powerless. They want to feel in control because they feel out of control. They feel disconnected and powerless to control the situation. They feel disconnected from the source of their power. They felt powerless with no ability to control their lives. In other words, they felt like they had no way to feel better than to act in aggressive, controlling, vengeful, and powerful ways. Quote, powerful ways, because it's not really true power. They try to control external reality to feel better. Try to control the conditions of life to improve those conditions so that they can feel better, but that never works. In other words, if I can improve my external conditions, then I can finally feel better. Yay. But this never really works in the long term because there are way too many people and way too many conditions to try to control to ensure your happiness and to ensure your prosperity and ensure your safety, etc. So, people resort to aggression and judgment and murder and assault and physical and emotional control to compensate for their impotent inner feelings of helplessness and powerlessness and depression, etc. Anytime anyone is being a royal dickhead, that person is way out of alignment with who and what they truly are as source. They are cut off from their source of power and well-being and love and prosperity, and they are trying to compensate for an unconsciously self-imposed, created and attracted denial and resistance to their unlimited supply of divine power and divine resources that is always available to them from source and from their own source. And when you judge and condemn those, quote, criminals, unquote, murderers and tyrants for their despicable, evil behavior, well, you are contributing to a continuing regeneration of their chain of pain. And you're basically supporting their tyrannical behavior. You're just throwing more fuel on their bonfire of suffering. And when someone does their first despicable act, well, they instantly feel shame and guilt, which feels bad. And so they will typically do more despicable acts to feel, you know, back in control and back in power and to feel a temporary feeling of power again. So the despicable acts get worse and worse and worse until they finally maybe surrender and decide to resort to acts of contrition and admit they were being total assholes. But that hardly ever happens because, again, shame and guilt feels terrible, and most people have no idea how to become truly empowered by connecting to their source, which you do by thinking good, feeling thoughts. And when you're really, really freaking depressed, making the jump from depressed and powerless and helpless to the feeling of being empowered is such a big jump that people have no clue how to get there, and they just think it's helpless and, you know, there's no saving them. But good feeling thoughts, you know, they're difficult to find when you're way deep in the valley for people who have practiced thinking bad feeling thoughts, because there's so much momentum. They've been thinking bad feelings for so long and thinking about what they don't like and don't want for so long, it's hard to make a shift to anything better. As Master Yoda said, "Watch down the dark path. Forever will it dominate your destiny." That is, unless you can surrender and admit, okay, I've been a dickhead, a total wanker, a total fuckwit. And then understand why. That's the key ingredient. It's not just admitting you were stupid. You gotta, you know, understand why you were being such a fuckwit. And then you gotta be open to learning how to get into alignment with your true power, which has absolutely nothing to do with control and aggression. So why do criminals commit crimes? And why do tyrants rise to power and commit acts of terrorism and genocide and war and murder and oppression against other people, other countries, and even their own people, and races and religions, etc., etc.? Why do people not only follow them straight to the gates of hell, but do their evil bidding? You know, like I always say, Hitler didn't kill anybody. It was all those other people that followed his directions. Same for Putin, or Puto, as people are calling him now. So if you look up in the Spanish dictionary what Puto is, you'll know what that means. You know, why do people follow idiots like them? You know, why do people follow Charles Manson? Well, you know, I just told you. They're all, you know, it's all the same story. When a person feels like a helpless, powerless victim, well, they feel totally disconnected from source and from God and from their own unlimited power, and disconnected from their natural divine state of complete power and love and well-being and prosperity. And they want to, and because that feels bad, they try to do physically controlling, quote-unquote, powerful things to feel some degree of even temporary power, even though that empowerment is not really empowerment at all. They just want to feel a little bit better. It's just a drug that, you know, they gives them a temporary hit, so to speak, but that wears off, and it continually needs replenishing with new acts of control and new acts of aggression and new acts of vengefulness, revenge. Because physical control is absolutely impotent in its power when compared to the unlimited power of source. But a person doesn't know that until they surrender and start creating with their thoughts rather than through action alone. And what about the quote-unquote victims? Well, the law of attraction is fair 100% across the board, and every single person attracts every single nanosecond of their experience in their lives with no exceptions to the rule. And so there is no such thing as a victim. Did you get that? There's no such thing as a victim. There certainly are people being victimized, quote unquote, by baddie baddie perpetrators, but nevertheless, every victim has attracted that victimization. And the reason they have attracted is the very same reason the, quote, evil, unquote, perpetrators and criminals and tyrants became, you know, become the dinosaur-sized assholes that they are, is because both victims and perpetrators are became disconnected from their own source and from the source of their own power and prosperity and well-being, etc., etc. The only difference is what they chose to do with those negative feelings. Well, the victims chose to be poor me. They chose powerlessness. They chose to surrender to the illusion of powerlessness and helplessness and take the basic old school victim route. They took the path of, I need to be rescued from the, you know, the heroes, to be rescued from the baddie, baddie, bad guys out there that are trying to get me. And the criminals and the bullies and the tyrants and the scumbag perpetrators, well, they took the, I feel like a helpless, powerless victim, which is unconscious typically, and so I'm going to seek revenge to feel more empowered. Because then they feel a little bit more control of their lives, and I'm going to try to control everyone and everything with violence so that I never get victimized again and never feel disempowered again. And people do that with emotions as well. I mean, that's the classic person who protects themselves with, you know, emotional violence, you know, by judging other people and so forth. And even if I've got to rob, steal, and kill whatever and whoever I need to in order to feel at least some degree of power, well, that feels a million times better than feeling like a helpless, powerless victim. So that's why the poor me victims often switch gears and become aggressors and perpetrators and bullies and tyrants, because exacting revenge upon the perpetrators, even if it means killing them and potentially dying in the process or being thrown in prison, well, that sure beats the hell out of feeling like a poor me, helpless, powerless victim, which is the absolute bottom of the ladder of depression. So really the essence of all disempowerment, which is the root core of all immoral criminal behavior, is feeling victimized and feeling helpless and feeling powerless and feeling not good enough and feeling worthless and unworthy, etc., etc., and ultimately feeling disconnected from source, from God, and disconnected from our natural divine source of love and power and prosperity and well-being, etc., which comes from this source connection. So when you look at people on planet Earth and all of the tragedies and wars and enslavements and genocides and terrorisms, etc., you got to have compassion for the tyrants and the bullies as well as the victims, because they're both the same. They're both bleeding in the street. They're both struggling. They're both feeling disconnected. They're both feeling helpless and powerless. They're both feeling depressed, etc., and just trying to feel a little bit better. And they're both worthy of our compassion. The perpetrators as well as the victims are worthy of our compassion. They're both wounded and struggling and suffering the same pains. Exact same pains. They're just reacting differently to that pain. Both feel disconnected from their own source, from the source of their own divinity, and they feel disconnected from their own source of power and love and prosperity and well-being. They're just making different choices to feel a little bit better. Both are doing the exact same thing. They're both thinking about what they don't like and don't want rather than what they do like and do want. And of course, when you think about what you don't like and don't want, most of the time, well, you attract more things that you don't like and don't want. And then the chain of pain just continues on and on. So if you are stupid enough to be watching the news or can't help overhearing on the radio or in conversations about the scumbag of the week, well, don't fall into the classic trap of judging and condemning the tyrant and only empathizing with the poor me victim. And instead have compassion for both of them, because they are both in pain and they're both struggling and they're both, suffering, etc., etc., and they both feel disconnected from source, both the perpetrator and the victims. And realize the real truth that both victims and perpetrators are both feeling helpless and powerless and unworthy, and both feel disconnected from the source of divinity, from their source of love and power and well-being and prosperity. And both are focusing their attention upon what they don't like and don't want, and both are attracting every second of their experience because of this unconscious and misdirected focus upon unwanted things, which just creates more unwanted things. And instead of focusing on either victimization or perpetration or and tyranny, etc., etc., instead focus where you can actually do some good, which is upon their empowerment. Don't fall into the trap that got them stuck there in the first place, which is focusing upon what you don't like and don't want, and instead focus upon what you do like and do want, which is, what do you want? You want everyone to be happy. You want everyone to feel their connection to source and to feel connected to their source of love and power and well-being and prosperity. What you want is for people to thrive and be happy. What you want is not for the scumbags to stop being scumbags. What you want is for the scumbags to realize their true power so that they are happy and content and fulfilled and nice, and so that they prosper and thrive and live joyful, living, loving lives. You want them to know and realize their awesome, unlimited magnificence. You don't want to punish the evildoers so that they get what they deserve and then feel victimized again, which is how people that get thrown in prison feel. They feel powerless and helpless again. And then, of course, they become even more angry and more bitter, and then have to resort to greater levels of revenge again to feel better. No, don't fucking do that. You want them to be happy like everyone else. You want them to realize their divinity and realize their natural state of prosperity and well-being and realize their power, their unlimited power to create with the thought of it. Without needing to do anything physically to anyone or anything, and without needing to manipulate and control other people and try to control reality and try to control conditions to feel better. But instead, you want them to realize that the key to well-being, prosperity, and fulfillment is to get happy first, regardless of external conditions. The way to happiness and prosperity and fulfillment is not to manipulate and control other people, to do your bidding and be your love slaves and happiness slaves with punishment and reward so that, you know, they'll act in pleasing ways and keep you happy so that you can feel good. It's get happy and stay happy by choice with your own good feeling thoughts and with focus and pre-paving your way every day with meditation and affirmations and getting into alignment with happiness, with your natural state of joy and prosperity, regardless of the external conditions and regardless of what anybody else is doing or not doing. Then your natural state of joy attracts similarly vibrationally matching people and situations that match your state of happiness and prosperity and well-being and fulfillment, etc. That's how you have compassion for the tyrants and the scumbags and the assholes of life. And that is a massive key to your peace and your enlightenment and your mastery. And that's how you have compassion for yourself when you have a temporary brain fart and become a temporary dickhead. So that you don't give yourself so much shit when you go down the dark path a little bit. Now, with your much more enlightened perspective, now you can powerfully influence the world to improve rather than throwing gas onto the fire of ignorance and judgment. And that is how you co-create heaven on earth. Hope you got something from that. If you did, share with your friends. Bless them with these amazing, powerful teachings. Subscribe to my YouTube channel so you get notifications of new videos. Come visit me at zakyron.com for more self-empowering goodies to help you become a conscious, deliberate creator of reality. My name is Zakyron, and I help success-minded people create the happy, wealthy, abundant, joyful, fun, free life that we all love. So thanks again for watching this video. Thanks for sharing it with your friends. And I wish you immense joy and abundance and tons of fun and adventure on your magnificent journey of divine creation. And, of course, remember to make life a holiday. Woohoo!